We're told that by far the most widespread theater superstition is that performers should never say the name of Shakespeare's play Macbeth in a theater. Instead, they refer to it as the Scottish play. According to Joseph Whalen, theater history professor at Syracuse University, this comes from the original days of the play when theatergoers believed in witches. It was thought that the incantations the witches say in the play could actually produce bad spirits or work as a curse, he says. As the superstition goes, if anyone says Macbeth in a theater, terrible things will happen. No one involved in the show is safe. That from the essay Showbiz Superstitions by Ashley Rivers in Dance Spirit magazine, March 2012. From all the injuries and mishaps mounting up in their production of the Scottish play, you might think they'd been violating the taboo and shouting Macbeth throughout the nearly year-long span of rehearsals. It's almost as if the Farndale Avenue Housing Estate, Towns Women's Guild Dramatic Society, has conjured up the catastrophes in cosmic ways rather than simply through sheer ineptitude. As the poster says, something is very wrong here. DM Performance Works will present the Farndale Avenue Housing Estate Towns Women's Guild Dramatic Society's production of Macbeth this weekend in Nuremberg. John Sugar directs, and he paid a visit to the WVIA studios with two of his cast members, Donna Wojtek, who plays Thelma, who in turn plays Macbeth, and Joyce Vandermark, who will be seen as Macduff and one of the witches in the play Within a Play.
The Farndale Avenue series, I believe, started when the authors went to see like their mums or their grandmums doing little community theater shows, and they said that the productions were just terrible and all the ladies were having a great time, and it inspired them to start writing plays about old ladies essentially doing theater productions where nothing goes right. This one, Macbeth, is their first. They eventually did 8 of them. I've done Christmas Carol 3 times. It seems to be the Christmas show that I do. I'm just excited beyond excited to be doing a different one. This is the first time I'm doing one of the other Farndales. I hope eventually to get around to all of them because they are all tremendous fun.
Do we meet the same folks in it, or are there different characters each time?
There are 3 recurring characters. There's Phoebe Reese, who seems to run the company. There's Thelma Greenwood, who is the company diva. And there's Felicity, who is this young nervous girl who comes along and tries her best. And beyond that, there's a different cast of characters that joins that core for every Farndale production.
So we get the sense, when you say that very long title, that these ladies don't shy away from giving themselves a challenge. They're going to do Shakespeare.
Yeah, they don't shy away from challenging themselves. They should, though. They really should. And that's always the comedy a lot of times. Their concepts are overblown, and when they try to execute them, it doesn't work very well. In the case of this one, in the case of Macbeth, they don't seem to quite understand the text. So things happen on stage that simply don't make sense, especially if you know Shakespeare and you know Macbeth, you'll be shaking your head.
Do we learn why they wanted to do Macbeth instead of one of the comedies?
Not really. They say at the beginning they're doing it as part of a contest. But why they chose to take on Macbeth isn't really examined.
And you are Macbeth, Donna. You are the diva, so you wouldn't be anybody but Macbeth.
Correct. Not Lady Macbeth. Thelma wanted to be Macbeth, so she always wants to get the title role and be in the spotlight and front and center. So she's like the ultimate diva with the ultimate ego.
And how does she find her inner Macbeth?
She's just very overdramatic with everything, thinking things should be loud and drawn out and grand gestures. So that's where she draws her character from.
What's Macduff's role in the real Shakespeare? Who is Macduff?
Macduff is a Scottish thane. We would call them lords now, but they called them thanes at the time, who doesn't trust Macbeth from the beginning when Macbeth ascends to the throne. And as Macduff goes off to England to find the true heir to the throne, Macbeth murders Macduff's family. So Macduff doesn't like Macbeth.
So you are both a witch and Macduff. Do you have to take the witch's hat off and get in your scabbard and things like that?
Yeah, we'll have two different costumes. And my character is also very clumsy, so she's injured multiple times throughout the show, and she keeps just getting more hurt as well. So there's that element.
Theater goers everywhere love the witches. Is that a fun part?
I think that's one of my favorite parts is being the witch, especially because she also doesn't know really when to say her lines, and you know, she screws up quite a bit, so it's a fun character to play.
I was just going to make the comment, we've been talking about the actors finding their characters. I think the hardest thing for the performers is to remember that, like in Donna's case, I don't want to see Donna Wojtek's brilliant portrayal of Macbeth. We need to see Thelma Greenwood's not nearly as brilliant portrayal of Macbeth. So there's a lot of times with the whole cast, I've had to say to people, that looks too good. Don't do that. All the theater conventions you've had drilled into you your whole life, forget all of that. Because you are now portraying actors who aren't as good, which takes a lot more effort than one would expect.
I get the famous, is this a dagger which I see before me speech, but I can't do it the, you know, dramatic way I want to do it. I have to do the Thelma overacting and mishaps happening during that speech, so I have to react to the mishaps, and so it's difficult not to want to do it in the traditional Shakespeare style. Actually, John said he's broken his own rules when directing us. He's like, okay, I want you to do this. Every other show I've been in, you tell me not to do that. Yeah, well, this time do it the wrong way. I'm like, okay.
It doesn't come off unless you do that.
Right, that's the point. This is slapstick comedy. This isn't Macbeth. This is a comedy about an incompetent theater company trying to do Macbeth. And that's where all the humor's from.
And you don't need to know Macbeth, do you?
I don't think so. I think people who know Macbeth will get certain jokes that won't be obvious if you don't know Macbeth. But if you don't, it doesn't really matter. You're still going to see you're still going to have a lot of fun, and you're still going to get 90% of the humor.
Do the ladies do their Macbeth production in a church basement? Where do they do Macbeth?
We've just basically said they've come to Nuremberg and they're doing it at the factory. Because that's what makes the most sense. And you do kind of, there's a little bit of an immersive quality to it, where you know, you never really forget that this is the theater building that you're in.
You mentioned the different costumes that you have, Joyce. How detailed do they get, the ladies get, in terms of trying to make the impression that you are a witch, for example?
I think they go a little over the top, like a little blatant, witchy, typical, you know, like big nose and the pointy hats and just very fun costumes.
Most of the time you see Macbeth, almost every director's come up with some concept for the witches. This is, you know, it looks like they walked out of Wizard of Oz. It's all cliche. We went through that with the costumes. We're pulling costumes out going, oh, that looks really good. Maybe we shouldn't use it. It looks good.
It looks too nice.
It looks too nice, and we don't want it to look nice, or we don't want it to be appropriate. Even, you know, we were just finding hats for the line of kings, and there isn't a crown among them. Every other piece of headwear we could find is part of the line of kings, but there are no crowns. I mean, we know what Macbeth is supposed to look like. That's not what we're doing here.
And the idea of people taking themselves so seriously can be just so funny by itself, right?
Because that's the other part of the humor. All of these women doing this show take themselves extremely seriously. Thelma thinks she's on her way to win an Oscar, you know. But I mean, the other part of it is, in the middle of it, initially the whole cast was supposed to be women, but we find out one of them isn't going to get to the theater in time. And so one of the men who works on the tech just gets told, you're Lady Macbeth now, here's your dress, get out there and do it.
Shakespeare and the gender casting through necessity.
Through necessity.
Do we watch you all being directed by your director? Is there a role for a director within the play?
He's called the producer in the play, and I wouldn't say he's directing while it's happening, but he's prompting for lines a lot of the time, or if somebody forgot a prop, he's the one to push it out onto the stage. So there is someone in the background making sure the production keeps moving forward, but I wouldn't say you see him directing at that point.
you've already gone beyond that.
Right.
Correct. Yes.
They say in the script they've been rehearsing for like 9 months. And this is as good as they got.
And how about the egos and clashes of egos that come when people are under pressure? Do we see any of that?
We see quite a lot of that, actually. A lot of, you get a lot of backstage glimpses of people just yelling at each other.
Or even on stage, Thelma doesn't want to share the stage sometimes.
Right, and the others tend to get a little snarky at moments, and Thelma won't put up with it.
Yeah, and it's not above any of them to just yell at each other on stage.
Didn't one of you use the word mayhem?
Well, the sword fight at the end is really interesting. We have special, I don't know what to call them, swords, daggers, rapiers.
Special weapons.
Special weapons.
My character at that point is in a wheelchair and only one, I have a sling on my one arm as well, so I'm very limited.
So that's the final battle between Macbeth and Macduff. Macduff is in a wheelchair with only use of one arm.
It's hysterical.
Everyone in the audience can laugh, but people who know Macbeth may get some extra fun. And theater lovers, theater people who do theater will be slain because you all know what mm-hmm. can happen.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah. Theater people will just nod their heads at times. You know, you're in the middle of the scene change and the lights come up too early and everybody has to look around. And
it's almost like getting a glimpse of our rehearsal process laid out before you on the stage. So that's also good fun for the audience.
And this is a good getaway and a great laugh.
Tell us about how we can see it and where and all that.
Okay, the performances are taking place at the Performance Works Factory Theater, 15 School Street, Nuremberg, Pennsylvania, Thursday, July 12th through Sunday. Showtimes Thursday, Friday, and Saturday are 7 p.m. We have a Sunday matinee at 3. On Friday and Saturday, if you're interested, we're doing dinner and a show. Play themed. I think it's going to be a lot of British dishes, almost like a church social. The dinner starts at 5:30 p.m. on Friday and Saturday. To reserve your tickets, and obviously especially for dinner, we highly recommend reservations. Call 570-710-7244.
I wanted you to say this again, though.
So come out and see the Farndale Avenue Housing Estate Townswoman's Guild Dramatic Society's production of Macbeth. I've been practicing that for years.
If you had your choice, which one would you do next?
We've been talking about that. The Farndale I've really been dying to do is the murder mystery, which is also tremendous fun. The set falls over. At some point, people are supposed to get stabbed, but there's only one prop knife, and they bring out an ironing board. It's that kind of thing. I love that one. There's one called They Came from Mars, which is also tremendous fun, but I would love to eventually do them all. Everyone I've read has just been incredibly entertaining.
Director John Sugart. And he was joined by actors Donna Wojtek, who plays Thelma, who plays Macbeth, and Joyce Vandermark, who will be seen as Macduff and one of the witches in this play within a play. It's the Farndale Avenue Housing Estate Townswomen's Guild Dramatic Society's production of Macbeth, Thursday, July 12th through Saturday, July 14th at 7 each evening, and a Sunday matinee, July 13th at 3, play-themed dinner and show Friday and Saturday starting at 5:30 p.m., and that's at the DM Performance Works Factory Theater, 15 School Street, Nuremberg, Pennsylvania. To call for reservations or more information, area code 570-710-7244, 710-7244, and you can find them on Facebook, and just look for DM Performance Works, DM Performance Works, DM Performance Works, presenting the Farndale Avenue Housing Estate Townswomen's Guild Dramatic Society's production of Macbeth, 15 School Street in Nuremberg, Pennsylvania, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, July 12th, 13th, and 14th at 7 o'clock each evening, Sunday, July 13th at 3. For more information, area code 570-710-7244.